Okay, today's daf is Nedarim Daf Hey. We are on Daf Hey, I'm on Aleph. At the top, and let's just remember what we were talking about. We're back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Beis had used different Lashonos of Yados. And the Mishnah said, if somebody says to their friend, I am separated from you, in some type of Lashon like that, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Meruchakani Mimcha. What does that mean? So Shmuel made a statement. We don't exactly know what he said. So first, the Gemara thinks that Shmuel mentioned that just saying that first statement does not affect the neder, because that is, maybe it's a yad she'ena mochiach, maybe that's not even a yad. That was the machlokas we showed him about the first suggestion of Shmuel. But the Gemara said, Shmuel means that you have to say both, right? As the Lashon said yesterday, b'kulan at sheyomar shani ochel lecha, shani toim lecha. The Lashon of mudrani mefreshani is not enough. You have to use the next line of the Mishnah too. And the Mishnah really means one case. You use one phrase from the first line, one phrase from the second line. That creates a neder. The problem is that we have brises that seem to say otherwise. The brises that we brought first in one direction and then from the other direction seem to say that even each line separately would be good enough. The second line, even in the Hava Mina, the Rishonim say, would have been good enough. Even at stage one, where the Gemara thinks that Shmuel would say, Mufreshani Mimcha is not good enough, if somebody goes over to their friend and says, Omer Lechaveiro, Shani Ochelecha. Omer Lechaveiro, the second line, that would be good enough. That would be, it's just that the first line can't stand without the second line. The second line would be able to stand without the first line. But that was the first suggestion of Shmuel. And the Gemara rejected that because the Brisas brought seem to say that even each line separately would be good enough. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Shmuel, the Gemara quoted a different shot of Shmuel. What Shmuel means to say is not that the line of Mufreshani Mimcha separately would be nothing, but just the opposite. The opposite, it will be more chamor. Our Mishnah is trying to come up with a case where one person is mudar from the other person, but not vice versa. That's what Shmuel meant to say. Because you say both of these statements, I am separated from you that I can't eat from you. I am distance from you that I can't drink from you. Shani Toim. So that's where it only goes in one direction. That's where I have asserted myself, right? Mufreshani Mimcha, and it's only in that direction. But, this was on the top of Hamad Aleph, but if I said only the first line, Mufreshani Mimcha, separated from you, so that is a lashon is all-inclusive, that is mashma, complete separation. Shneim Asurim, and that is like what Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says, Mudrani Heimecha, Shneim Asurim. If someone says, Mudrani, I am Mudar, Heimecha, which sounds like from you, but really that means Shneim Asurim, it would both be Asur. The Ran right here on that last line says, in the middle of the left side, Dilacha, right, Mudrani Heimecha, or Mudrani Lacha, meaning one of those Lashonos, is Lacha Mashma Lacha, Klomar Nechasai Asurin Lacha Umashma, actually Misha Lacha. We'll get to that, actually, we didn't get to that line. We'll get to that line in a couple of minutes. Let's keep going. Says the Mishnah now, Tanan. The third line of the Gemara, Hareini Alecha Cherem. If somebody says, this is the Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Zayin, what if somebody uses this Lashon? You are to me, Hareini Alecha, or I am to you, Cherem. I am a Cherem upon you. So what does that mean? Hamudar Asra V'Lamadir Lo. So that is also, sounds like, Hareini Alecha Cherem is like a first line of our Mishnah. It's like Mufreshani Mimcha. What did we just say the pshat was, according to Shmuel? If you say that line, it's all-inclusive, two-directional. But look in the Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says if you use that all-inclusive line, it only goes in one direction. Hamudar asir aval amadir lo. Only the mudar is asir. Right? I am to you a cherem, which means off-limits. But the madir, the one who says that, is not off-limits from the one who he's talking to. Kasha and Shmuel, right? Because we just said Shmuel says, if you have this Lashon of Mudrani Mimcha, so then that goes in both directions. And we have a very similar Lashon in the Mishnah later on, and it sounds like it only goes in one direction. So Gemara says, Kigon de Parish Va'at Alai Lo. No, that Mishnah is where you explicated that it's only going in one direction. Only me to you, and not from you to me. So Gemara says, but wait a minute, look at the next line of the Mishnah. At Alai Cherim, also an inclusive Lashon, you are upon me, Cherem, Hanoder Asar V'la Mudar Lo. Another all-inclusive line, and again it only goes in one direction, Kasha and Shmuel. And again the Gemara says, no, Kigon, Deparish, Va'ana Alecha Lo. There too, is where you explicated that it's only going in one direction. But so far, so good. As long as you didn't explicate, so then it will go in both directions. So then the Gemara says, no, Aval Stam Amai, Shnei Masurim, right, what we just said, if you don't explicate, so it would go in both directions, like we're trying to say Shmuel holds, but Hamid Dukhtani Seifa, but then why in the Seifa of that Mishnah does it have to be so specific? Hareini Alecha Va'at Alai, Shnei Masurim. Hadenu d'shnei masurim. Only if I say you on me and me on you, that's where it would go in two directions. Hastama, but if he just said the line, one of these lines, without explicating, hu asav echaver mutter. Question. So again, back to the question on Shmuel. It sounds like if I don't explicate, I just say one line, mudrani mimcha, or I say hareni alach acherim. So it works in both. We thought according to Shmuel that would work in both directions. But it's mashma from that Mishnah that it would only work in one direction. So the Gemara says elahachi it. So we say we have to change what we thought. So first we're going to change Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, which we brought in the second line to bolster Shmuel, and then we're going to change Shmuel. So we're going to go one at a time. Says the Gemara elahachi itmar. The Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina mudar ani lecha shnei masurim. There's a difference between lecha and hemecha. That's the difference. Where does Rabbi Yossi Chanina say? When is he says mudar ani lecha, like the lashon that our Mishnah said? So that's shnei masurim. That goes in both directions. Mudrani hemecha hu aser v'chaveiro mutter. But from you. So that only goes in one direction. If I say to you, that's saying, I'm mudar to you, that means we are totally separated and we can't get hana from each other. But mudrani heimech, if I focus only on from you, then I'm only limiting myself, I'm not limiting you. So there's a difference between from and to. So on that line, we get back to the Ron that I was mentioning before. Ron says right across from where we are, Elam hachi yitmar, b'ezer chadina mudrani l'cha shneim asurim. D'lecha mashma, lecha. Klomar, nechasai, asurin lecha, umashma, mishel lecha. The word mudrani lecha, to you, can be mashma both. To and from. From is only mashma from. But if it's a word of lecha, that not only means, as we're translating it, to you, but it means regarding you. Regarding you. And if it's regarding you, then everything regarding you is off limits to me and me to you. That is the lasha. If you look at the Gilyan Hashas here, usually he asks kashas, and sometimes we've seen it after a couple of days, he has left him at Zarachian. But here he says, you have to be a Baki and Navi too. Says the Gilyan Hashas, it's a Beferish Pasuk and Sefer Shoftim, that Lecha can mean regarding you, or at least not only mean to you, but it could also sometimes mean from you. He says, look in Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Beis. So if he says, you got to open up a Navi, so we have to open up a Navi. The Navi says, there, that is towards, we know the Sefer Shoftim ends with two tragic stories. The question exactly when they occurred. But two tragic stories, that of Pesal Micha, and that of Pilegesh Megiva. So the first one is Pesal Micha, the Pesal that was made by Micha and his family, and they set up an alternate Beis HaMikdash, alternate Mishkan, up north, and Bnei Yisrael followed it, and it was not a good situation, right? This story might have happened according to Rovi showing him earlier in the Sefer, but it was just put here because we had the whole list of Shoftim through Shimshon, who was basically the last Shofet, unless you include Shmuel as a Shofet before he became the Navi. And then we have these two stories. So the end, Perek Yud Zayin, Vayhi Ish Mehar Ephraim Ushmo Michahu. There was a man from Har Ephraim. His name was Micha. Vayomer Le'imo Elef Umeya Hakesef Asher Lukach Lach. There was 1,100 silver pieces that were taken. Asher lukach lach. What does that mean, asher lukach lach? Right, lukach, that was taken to you? He means to say it was taken from you. It was stolen. The at, alit, v'gam amart pazna, hine akesef iti, ani lakachtiv. This mother cursed the person who took money from her, who stole money from her. And this son is now returning it. It was me. It was me. And what does he say? Hakesef asher lukach lach. It should be from you, not to you, says Rabbi Akiva Eger. There's an example in Tanakh, in Navi, of the word lach meaning regarding you. It's a more inclusive. It doesn't only mean to you. The mother said, Baruch B'nil Hashem. The mother then gave him a bracha and then used that money to make this pesel, and that led to the downfall, a terrible thing. And then Moshe, according to Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu's own grandson came and was the Levi in the Mikdash, in that temple. And it says Menashe, but it really means Moshe, right? The Nun is not exactly written in the exact place in the Navi. But either way, here's Rabbi Akiva Eiger telling us implicitly that we have to learn Navi as well. Right, it's a plug for the Navi Shiurim that we have on the OU, which we just finished Shmuel Aleph. So, Beis Hashem, please join us. Probably after the summer, we'll start again with Shmuel Beis. But Yeshua Shoftim and Shmuel are on. Okay, let's continue. One other Ha'ara, before we get to the next line, and that is the Lashon of Cherim is used here. We haven't had that Lashon yet, besides the beginning of the Mishnah, V'charamim kecharamim. What is Cherim? Cherim is another Lashon that one could use as a mechanism to say off-limits. Mudar, that's one Lashon. You are mudar from the word neder. But also cherim is another Lashon. Where does that come from? It comes from a pasuk at the end of Sefer Vayikra. And is counted as a separate mitzvah in the Rambam and the Chinuch. Mitzvah Shin Nun Zayin, I'm reading in the Chinuch. The mitzvah wahacharim nechasav shehu lekohanim. If somebody, I could be makdish something. I could say it's kadosh. But also I could say it's muhram. That's another Lashon that the Torah uses. Ach kol cherim asher yacharam ish any cherim. Why would a person do that? Because they use that Lashon. The Torah is describing. The Torah is not explaining why. So, but that is a mitzvah. Ladun bedine charamim. Klomar. Shekol mi shehechrim davar min nechasav stam. If anybody is macharim something from their property. Right, we discussed this a couple of days ago. From the Chashuk Echemen. Somebody is macharim their car. Right, it doesn't say that's cherim. They use it as a curse. Kagon, Sha'amar Dover Ploni, Mi Masha Yeshli Yehe Cherem, something of mine should be a Cherem. So what's the halacha? There's a machlokas Tanoim. Stam Charamim. Does that mean the Beis HaMikdash, or does that mean the Kohanim? So we paskin Lakohanim. She Natain Oto Dover Lakohanim. She Namar, Akol Cherem Sheyacharam Ish, Ella Imkain, Amar Pafirish, Shacherem Yel Hashem Olabedak Abayis. Unless you specified, like the Gemara says in Arachin Dav Chavches, Stam Charamim Lakohanim. And that's what we hold, unless you specify. But that is a Lashon of a Cherim. What does the word Cherim literally mean? Like it's used here in Nedarim. Right? Muhram ani lecha. Right? What was the Lashon? Mudrani mimcha. The language of the Mishnah we quoted was Hareini alecha Cherim. So Cherim means off limits, and it's even a Lashon of a klala. It's even a Lashon of a curse. Right? We know that from Cherim derabbeinu Gershom. What does that mean, Cherim derabbeinu Gershom? So the Mefarshim explained that most of what he said in his famous laws from just over 1,000 years ago, they were already usser. What did he say? You're not allowed to read other people's mail. What, before Rabbeinu Gershom came along, it was mutter to read other people's mail. And now, all of a sudden, he was machadesh. You can't read people's mail. Of course you can't read people's mail. It was geneva's das, even before Rabbeinu Gershom came along. Or divorcing one's wife, al karcha. Right? That wasn't a good idea even beforehand. Right? Or having two wives. You have gemaras that give the impression that it's not a good idea to have two wives. But what did he do? He made cherim to Rabbeinu Gershom. He said that if a person does one of these things, they have a cherim on them. That means they have a curse on them. They should die before they take another step. That's cherim to Rabbeinu Gershom. The laws of Rabbeinu Gershom, some of them existed beforehand. As laws, as good ideas, part of Avdo Rechal Kamocha, right? A co-wife was called a tzara always. Right, tsaras, right? It was never a good idea. But he said, you're not allowed to. And if you do, you have a cherim. So cherim is a lashon of off limits, curse, keep it away. So that's what the Sefer HaChinuch here deals with. Where does that come from? How do we know that all of a sudden I say cherim, all of a sudden it goes to the Kohanim, or it goes to the Beis HaMikdash? So here he explains, in his classic style, of the Shorash HaMitzvah. Mishorash HaMitzvah, Lefi, She Yisrael, Hu Ha'am, Asher Bachar, Hakel, Mikol Shor Ha'amim. La'avodasu la'hakir shmo. Am Yisrael was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve him. Ve'heim einam takas v'emshalas mazalos. We are not under any other forces or constellations. Asher cholak Hashem l'chol shar ha'amim. Like the pasuk says in Dvarim, ki chelak Hashem amo Yaakov chavon achalaso. We are directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Gemara says, ein mazal Yisrael. Ein mazal Yisrael. Right? Parenthetically, the Ritva says, not in Adar and not in Av. Those two are excluded. But besides those 2 months, then we are directly under HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukemosh ata motzei, kishego'alami mitzrayim, shahaya nes kolel kol ha'uma, shehu ba'atzmo u'bichvodo hotziyam isham. Just like we know, we say it in the Haggadah, that Hashem directly was involved in our geula, ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf, v'ikesi kol b'char, So too, throughout our history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is directly involved Hashkacha with us and with Am Yisrael. Vilachain, and therefore, Hashem has tremendous brachos to give us. The second that we say the word klala or cherem on one of our properties, that's a problem. Because we are mivorach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us brachos, and then all of a sudden, we ascribe a klala to one of our assets. Cherem, which is the opposite of the reality how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. That really applies to our enemies. When we get upset and we see a lashon of klala and cherem on our properties, the pasuk tells us, you can't really move this asset. Really, it all belongs to Hashem. Because Hashem owns us directly. And therefore, Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo. He gives us properties to have as pikdonos. And we think it's ours. But really, nothing's ours. But he lets us pretend that it's ours. So the second we ascribe a klala to it, we're like saying, no, you have to get rid of it. But it's as if when a person does that, it's as if an Eved tries to sell something, and it's like he can't. It's the master's. So that's why, where does it go? It goes to the master's other servants, and that's the Kohanim. Or it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. Because I can't just do something with it that is against its own inherent nature. If I sell something that I could do, because that person is also an Eved, and there's nothing negative, there's nothing anti-definitional to the asset. But if I'm trying to be mekalel, so to speak, use the lashon of cherem, so that's somewhat anti-definitional. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, you're not interested, it's going to the Kohanim. Mikomakom makash yadanu be'emes ki kavanas hamakrim lahotzi yadavar mershuso, so we give it to the Kohen. That's the lashon of cherem, and then it goes into many of the other details of how charamim work. Is it similar to being makdish something? Or not? Are there nafkaminas between makdish or machrim? And he goes through many nafkaminas, the minchas chinuch, in terms of katan, and pachas mishavapruta, and a goy, and other nafkaminas which come up in Maseches Arachin. So that is the lashon of cherem. Okay, let's get back now to our Gemara. So the Gemara, remember, we're in the context of Shmuel. Shmuel made a statement about our Mishnah, and we want to figure out what he said. So the first option yesterday was, you have to say both statements. You have to say both halves, right? You have to say, Mufreshani Mimcha and Lashani Oncholacha. That didn't work because of the brises. Keep that in mind because we're going to get back to that. Beis Hashem in a couple of minutes. So then the Gemara said, okay, maybe if you only said line one, that would be all-inclusive. That would be in both directions. What Shmuel meant to say was that if you say only that line, both directions. If you say only the first line, the first line with the second line, then it only goes in one direction. So the Gemara said, but that doesn't work based on the Mishnah later on Daf Mem Zayin. So we're like, okay, we got to change it. So first we just changed up Yossi Rebbe Chanina, who we explained as referring to Shmuel's case also, and we were machalik between Lecha and Mimcha. That was the chilik. Lecha, we said, could mean regarding you and not just to you. While from you, mimcha, that means from you. And that only goes in one direction. So now the Gemara says, where we're up to, v'amasisan. But what about our Mishnah? Right now we're saying Shmuel still akasha, because Shmuel was explaining our Mishnah. V'amasnisan diktani hemecha. Right? Our Mishnah, which uses the lashon of hemecha, which means from you. And what do we just say from you means? Only one direction. And how do we just say Shmuel explains the Mishnah? That if you say only the Lashon with the second line, then it only goes in one direction. Aval b'midrani heimecha, amudar from you, shnei masurin. Kasha. So what do you mean? We just said heimecha only goes in one direction, but according to this second shot of Shmuel, it goes in two directions, so we're stuck. So Ella always means a totally new answer. We try to have Shmuel number three. Third try, what did Shmuel say about our Mishnah? So, totally new pshat. Ella, me'ikara de Shmuel hachi itmar. Right? This is what Shmuel meant to say. Again, me'ikara, that word is not so commonly used when you come up with a new answer. The Gemara should say, Ella hachabai askinan, Ella hachi itmar. Again, as we mentioned, Lishna de Nadarim Mishuna. Sometimes Maseches Nadarim uses unusual Lashonos, either because it was out of the Mesorah, as we mentioned on day one, the Rishonim didn't, so to speak, make it fit into all other lashonos of Shas, or maybe we didn't mention this then. Maybe one could suggest you saw that it's going to come up, it hasn't come up yet, and that is by Nedarim you always go after Lashon B'nei Adam. So maybe that's why even Meseches Nedarim is a little bit different, because the Gemara has different lashonos. Maybe it's more similar to how people the Aramaic was spoken then. One could even say that this reflects that. Either way, so let's continue. Elameikar de Shmuel Achi Yidmar. This is what Shmuel meant to say. Taima de Amar Sha'ani Ochel Lecha Veshani Toim Lecha Hu De Ein Hu Aser Ela Ba'achila. If you say line one with line two, meaning I say for Sha'ani Mimcha and Sha'ani Ochel Lecha, that's where I'm only asering eating. Sha'ani Toim Lecha, I'm only answering tasting. Ha Mudra, but I would be able to get benefit. Ha mudrani mimcha, but if I only said line one, so then aser afilu bahana, then it would even be aser behana. That is the what Shmuel meant to say. Only saying line one would be a more inclusive aser, because it is not limiting it in any way. It is just saying that it is aser period that would even include hana. And we usually say that iser achila and iser hana'a are separate isurim, right? There are many items in the world that are aser ba'achila. There are other items in the world that are aser ba'hana'a. But they're different from each other, so therefore, just like a nether too, it could be an iser achila and it could be an iser hana'a. Let's just do the question on that and then we'll make another comment. So Ihachi says the Gemara. But if that's true, lay Mishmuel Hachi, let Shmuel say the following. This is a smoother lashon. The imlo amar, and the girsa here is a little difficult. Let's read the Bach's girsa in the Gemara. You see the aleph going to the bottom. The ilo, the Shmuel said, say this. The imlo amar sha'ani ochel lecha v'sha'ani toim lecha. If you didn't say the second line, asra filu bahana. So that's a much clearer lashon. Let him just say that. If he meant to say that, if he said the second line, so then he limits it. So, but he doesn't say such a smooth line. So therefore, the Gemara is going to have to go again to another pshat of Shmuel, Elahachi Yitmar. We're going to have a fourth pshat of Shmuel, which is really going to be going back to the first pshat. But just one ha'ara before that, and that is, we know generally, Isra Achila and Isra Hana are separate. There is one time that they're not so separate. This is known as the Rambam's Nikuda Nifla'a. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, the Maseches Krisus, in the third perek, talks about the three exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Usually we have a principle that if something's already usser to me, I can't make it a more usser to me. Right? It's already usser. Right? Just because I did something to make it usser again, it doesn't make it worse. Unless it's one of three exceptions to the rule. And that's what the Rambam says there in Perek Gimel. Either it's an Isser Kolel, Isser Mosif, or Isser Basachas. Isser Bachachas means if both Isurim started at the same time, then you can't choose one over the other, so it's two Averis, Isser Basachas. Isser, right, if somebody gets married, so then at the same exact moment that their wife becomes an Ashes Ish, right, so let's say at the same time, there are certain Isurim that apply at that time when a person gets married, or the Krovim kick in at the same moment. So let's say for other people, not only for, let's say for his brother, so his brother's wife and his Ashes Ish would kick in at the same time. But let's say if Reuven gets married, so at the second that he gets married, so Shimon is now usher to Reuven's wife, both Mishum Ashes Ach, and Mishum Ashes Ish. What do you mean? And Isser Chal Al Isser. No, Basachas. They're Chal at the same time. And then Isser Mosif and Isser Kolel, which, without getting into the details, Machlokas, we showed him exactly what they are, but they're somehow more inclusive. Either more inclusive of people or a more serious Avera. And one of the examples given for a more serious Avera, for it to become even more Chamor, is what if it was Aser Ba'achila and now all of a sudden it becomes Aser Ba'hana'a. So that usually is called an Iser that can be Chal, because that is an Iser Mosif, that it is more Aser on the Gavra. That is all background. Then the Rambam says, I need to tell you an Akuda Nifla. First time I heard this, many years ago, the Rambam and the Nekuda Nifla, I thought it was a separate sefer. The Nekuda Nifla, no, it's the Nekuda Nifla right here. Pirush Mishnayis and Krisus. The Rambam says, obviously it was written in Arabic, as the whole Pirush Mishnayis was, but in the Hebrew translation, V'yesh bidvarenu eilen Nekuda Nifla'a, na'ir aleha. Let me tell you about a jewel, a beautiful point. Lafishi mafteach l'inyanim achirim nosaf l'mashiyish ba meduya ka'ir. This is going to help you out with a lot of sugyas. What's the Rambam's akuda nifla? Even though usually Isuri Achila and Isuri Hana are different, and Isur Hana added on to an Isur Achila is called a Mosif, it's added on, but there's one exception to the rule, and that is Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav. Basar B'chalav is, we know, three Isurim. Also to eat it, also to get benefit from it, and also to cook it. The Rambam's Chiddush is, if you have Basar B'chalav, that's also to eat, and then you want to add on to it an Isur the Isser Hana'a, so that's not called a Mosif, because by Basar B'chalav, if I cook Basar B'chalav, it's Aser Bana, meaning let's say I have something that's Aser B'chila, like Chelev, and then I cook it in milk. So is that now Aser Bana, is that an Isser Mosif? The Rambam says no, because the Isser Hana'a and Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav at root are one shame Isser, because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah not to eat it. As we know, it says Lo Savasho Gadiba Chalevi Mo, and they're all learned out. The Isser Hana'a of Basar B'chalav comes from the same root as the Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav. And therefore, Vein Bo Pasuk Ha'oser Achila So, U'Pasuk Ha'oser Lehanos Bo, El Shnei Advarim Yachad, Heim Isser Basar B'chalav. And therefore, you don't call that an Isser Mosef. And he says, V'Havedin Yizeh, Ki U'Makum Ta'us, V'Alav Tadun B'chol Adom Elo. And without getting to other nafkaminas of that, that's the Rambam Zekud in Iflop, where he discusses that one time at least, Hana and Achila are connected to each other. But that's what our Gemara discusses here. Shmuel says, if they would have limited it to an Isser Achila, fine. But if he doesn't say anything, then it's also Aser Bihana. Okay? So let's try number four. Ella, 6 lines up from the bottom, 7 lines up. Hachi Yitmar. This is Shmuel's comment on the Mishnah. Taima, this is his comment about saying both lines of the Mishnah versus just saying the first line. Taima, shani ochel lecha v'shani toim lecha, hu da aser. Only if he adds in that second line, does it work. Aval omar mudrani heimecha. But if he only had line one, so what do we say at the beginning? We're going back to shot number one. So we said, mudrani mimcha, that would be meaningless. So he has to kasha on that. What do you do with the brises? So we'll get back to that. But we're trying to go back to that first answer. If I just say I am mudr from you, so that lashon does not specifically tell me anything. My taima, what could it mean? Mudr ani mimcha, what does that mean? Lo mishtaina bahatcha mashma. I'm not going to talk to you. Right? I am mudr from you. That just means I don't want to talk to you. Mufreshani mimcha, I am separated from you. Imcha masu matan mashma. I'm not going to do business with you. That's what it could mean. It doesn't have to mean a ned there. Meruchakani mimcha, I am distanced from you. I'm not going to walk into the four amos where you are. Right? You'll be like in menuda. You'll be like in excommunicated. So the Gemara says here, we're going back to answer number one. And really, just the language of Mufreshani, Muruchakani, all of those, according to Shmuel, would not be a lashon of a neder. Ask all the Rishonim, but what happened to the earlier question we asked? We asked the question of the Brises said, right on the bottom of Dalam Abayz, the Brises say that if you use only one of the lashonos, Mudrani, Mufreshani, so doesn't that does cause Isser. So what happened to that question? The Gemara rejected this shot earlier because of the Brises. So here the Gemara does not go back to it. So the Ran, the Rashba, they have two suggestions. What does Shmuel do with the Brises? If you look on the top of Amavez in the Ran, the Ran says in the first couple of skinny lines, well, first of all, we're about to get into the major topic for the next couple of days called Yadayim. Yadayim She'einon Mochichos. If you say a yad l'neder, you say something that gives the impression of a neder, but it's not 100% clear. So that's a machlokes tanoim. So basically what the Gemara is saying here implicitly is that don't worry about the brises, because it's really a machlokes tanoim. So Shmuel would say, those brises hold yadayim shein mechichos, havi yadayim. But I say, and I can hold like the sheet in the tanoim, of yadayim shein mechichos, havi yadayim, the lo havi yadayim. So, without saying it, that's what the Gemara is saying. What about the Brises? The answer is, it is a machlokas tanoim. Or, the other pshat is, when the Gemara, when the Brises say asur, the Brises mean asur, these more limited things. Asur, you can't go in his dalet amos. Asur, you can't talk to him. What Shmuel was talking about is not a lashon of neder. Shmuel said it doesn't work. That means it's not a lashon of neder. The Brisa say it does work. It does work this lower level isser, whatever is involved. So those are two answers why the Gemara doesn't go back to that original question of Muruchakani, and doesn't that, isn't that against the Brises that were brought up? A couple of points. First of all, 2 days in the Ran, 2 days in the Rashba, the Rishonim ask, based on the two answers that I just said, if somebody says this Lashon, so the Maisa, is he also to eat, talk to the guy? If I say Mufreshani, so Shmuel says, that might not be a full Lashon Neder, it might just mean you don't want to talk to him. So is he allowed to talk to him? Is he allowed to? That's Machlokas Rishonim here. 2 days in the Ran, quoted here, whether these things are just possibilities, or they're at least the minimum, and therefore, you have to hold of it. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Reish Vav, in Hilchas Nedarim, right, the beginning of Yaradeya Chela Gimel. So in Simen Reish Vav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Omar, if somebody says, Yados Nedarim Kenedarim, V'hu She'iyu Mochichos, Avalam Amar She'eni Ochel Lecha Levad Below Mudrani Mimcha Lo Aviyad Vim Amar. This is our Lasha. Vim Amar Mudrani Mimcha Omufreshani Mimcha Omurchakani Mimcha. And he didn't answer. Shlo Ochel Lecha, says the Shulchan Aruch. But Mudrani Mimcha Asur L'daberimo. Mufreshani Mimcha Asur L'aseis V'laseisimo. You can't do business. Mufreshani Mimcha Asur L'amud B'dal Amosav. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like that day in the Ran here, and that day in the Rishonim, that if you use these Lashonos, yes, the lower level is Usur. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shach, I'm very upset. Where's the other Shita? That's what the Rambam holds. But where's the other Shita? There's another day in all the Rishonim. Why doesn't the Ramah add in that other day? That's the Shach's Kasha right here. He says, Sarachian al Arav, Shalohevi das harosh vahatur vaharan, the Svirelei, that if you say this Lashon, Argamar doesn't mean that it's Asur, it just means that this is a possibility of what he meant, so we have no idea what he meant, and therefore it's all mutter. Why didn't the Rama quote that? Bishlmal amachaber, find the Shulchan Aruch I'm not upset about, Shekin darko lidroch benetiv harambam. Many times he'll only quote the Rambam Shita, and this is what the Rambam holds. Aval al harav kasha, but I find the Rama problematic. So classic Shach style, he doesn't like something, he changes it. Vinire the chaser kan hagaz harav. It's missing. There should be a Rama here with a hasaga, and it got deleted for some reason. If you look in Siv Gimel, where the Ramah argues there, it's clear, said, we're not going to do that. The Shach says, it's clear that he should argue here too. And therefore, I think he should argue. This is classic Shach. The Shach was, the Shach's commentary when it came out, he was very young when he came out. It was in his 20s when the Shach came out with his commentary on Yaradeya. But he was, it overtook the world. Overtook the world. Maybe not his generation. It was a little controversial. Look, he was so young. He was arguing on the Gadol Hador at the time. One of them, the Taz. Many times he argues, even though he had tremendous love for the Taz. You read his commentary. He argues a lot. But if you look in the Hagdama, there's a Hagdama to the Shach and to the Nekudas HaKesef, which is the Shach's Hasagos on the Taz directly. He says the Taz was at my house for 3 days. I treated him like a king. I gave him, we talked in learning. I gave him a kiss on his head before he left. So, I love the Shas, says the Shach, but this is, Melchamta Shotorah. So, but the Shach, you could tell from his writings, he had a certain personality. If he didn't like something, he screamed, and he says it must be wrong, and he says, I've researched everything 100 times, and he had the biggest library of the time. Unbelievable, he had every Sefer the Shach quotes. So he says, I've learned everything, not 2 times, not 4 times, he writes in Hagdama, 101 times I looked at every halacha. So before you argue with me, says the Shach, you know, you learned it 101 times. And then we'll talk. And if you think I'm wrong, okay, fine. But the Shach had he was strong. So this is a perfect example and then he writes, he has one great line, I just looked at it last night. Hinei b'shamayim eidai. In heaven they know, Shemeolam nasati es libi lechtov b'lashon k'tzara. I've always tried to be short. You get to these shachs that are 5 pages long, right? He says, I tried. So sometimes he didn't succeed. But that was the shach here, is bothered by the Ramah, and therefore he just changes the Ramah. On what he says. 2 other ha'aras. Number 1, Rav Avraham Minahar, we haven't used him yet, he's one of the Rishonim that we have in Masechet Nedarim, Rav Avraham Minahar. they say that he's the author also of the Shita Lano Delami on Kiddushin. But if you look in Rav Avraham Nahar, right here, he alludes to what he says later on, Adaf Tezvav, but he says it's clear from that Gemara that all of these Nedarim that is on something intangible, like it's on, I'm not going to eat from you, I'm not going to talk to you, that's Durabanan. On a Daraisa level, for a Neder to be Chal Daraisa with all the halachas of Bal Yachal, the Chulu, it has to be something tangible. But if it's something like intangible, ve'ein ha'adarim chalon al-davar she'ish bo mamish, hani mili bita araisa, midrabanan iki isura, midrabanan, the Rabbanan said, even if it's a davar she'ish bo mamish, it's chal, shalo yinhagu kalos rosh bin adarim. But on a daraisa level, these aren't nadarim. That's number one. And number two, the Ber Moshe, this one has a tshuva, what if somebody makes this neder? Can they talk to somebody else on the telephone? I'm not going to talk to you. I make a neder. I'm not talking to you ever again. What about on the telephone? So, before, this shuva was written years ago. You know, Bizman Azeh. What about texting? What about FaceTime? That's worse than telephone, right? Skyping, I would assume, if you could see the guy. But let's say you would say telephone is mutter. You know, what would you say about Skyping and FaceTiming? Not sure. But here, he says, anyway, he thinks telephone is usser. Why? Because even though, halachically, it's not called dibur, what you hear it, and that's why you cannot be yotzei a mitzvah on the telephone, you can't be yotzei havdalah or any other mitzvah, he writes, on the telephone. But, he says, that's halachically. But here, you have to try to go, as we said, medidaram hochanach halashem and adam. So what does that mean? So he says, well, maybe you should figure out why did he make that neder. Is it because he hates the guy? I never want to speak to you ever again in my life. Right? Then maybe the telephone would be included. Or is it just he knows the guy's a good guy, but he feels that he's a little negative influence on him. And he feels if he's near the other guy, he's going to be mushpa negatively. So maybe the telephone would be okay. Doesn't have anything against talking to him. But he says, at the end of the tshuva, he says, Mistama, he says, Benidorm hachanach lasha b'nei adam. Tell, everybody says that, Talk to you soon. Everybody says the telephone includes that, and therefore that would be usser. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, we mentioned this in the past, regarding can you do biker cholim on the telephone? So Rav Moshe says, if you could do biker cholim, really, go there physically, that's what you have to do. You're not yotzei fully with the telephone. You get some credit, but you're not yotzei with the telephone. And he says, and don't compare it to the case that the questioner asked. This is in Yoredea, Chelek Aleph, Siman Reish Chav Gimel. He says, don't compare it to the case where the Gemara talks about if somebody is really sick and he could barely talk, then go outside his room and visit him there, because if you go inside, it's going to be hard for him to talk. So that shows you don't have to go inside. So Rav Moshe says, no, that's because he can't talk, and you're going to make him sicker if you go inside. But really, you should be. Rav Moshe says, after all, the Shechina is there, so if you daven for him, so then it'll be more makubal if you daven for him when there's the Shechina. You could physically help him and do something for him if you're there. Get him some water, fix his pillow. You could do that. You can't do over the telephone. You can make him feel good if you're there. So yes, you get some credit, says Rav Moshe, if that's all that you could do. But don't think that you get all the credit. And then he just quotes something fascinating. He says, and what you asked me, Mashahevi, he doesn't quote the questioner's name here. I don't know, unusual. Usually he quotes the questioner's name. Maybe because Rav Moshe is knocking out every one of his rayas. He says, Mashahevi quote Taraso, what you brought me from the Sefer Ikarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu did not break the Luchos right away, but he waited until he got back and he saw the Egel, is because Re'iyah is Ma'orer you more. Right? Eino doma shmiel Re'iyah. Right, hearing and seeing is not the same. Right, a picture's worth 1,000 words. Right, so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do it. Says Moshe, we're talking about God told Moshe what happened. You're going to tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu seeing it is any different than his being told it by Hashem? No, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. If Moshe Rabbeinu was told something, that is as if he saw it. He says, Chas v'shalom, lo markein eitz al Moshe, sheshama me'akadosh baruch hu, sheshmiya me'ashem vade lo gara me'ra'iyah. Af le'inyin his rakshus, even emotionally, and even Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't say that. You want to know why he waited? Maybe, says Rav Moshe, there are various answers given, maybe because he wanted to show them what he was breaking. He wanted them to see the luchos, and here, you see it? Boom. Now I'm going to break it. Or, and this is what some of the Mefarshim say, says Rav Moshe, Hashem told them they built an egel. He didn't tell them they were dancing around the egel and enjoying themselves. Says that's what Moshe couldn't take. Okay, the egel, fine. Maybe I'll get them to do tshuva. But that they're enjoying themselves and they're dancing around the egel. So there are other reasons. But don't tell me that, you know, re'iyah is not the same. Anyway, that's in the tshuva about telephones of Rav Moshe. Okay. One just final point on the last line. Merucha kani mimcha might mean that I'm not going to go on your dalet amos. We know that's a halacha of excommunication, of nidui. When somebody is menudeh, you're not allowed to be within dalet amos of their themselves, like the Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, the Gemara of Tanur Shalachnai, the Gemara Daf Nun Tes, where Rabbi Elazar lo bashamayim he was arguing, and he says the tree is going to prove I'm right, and the water goes through all of the nisim. Rabbi Yeshua says lo bashamayim and they put him in cherem. Put him in cherem. The Gemara says there he was sitting dalet amos away from everybody because that's what the halacha is, right? We even say putting somebody in cherem, getting back to the lashon we spoke about before. Cherem means pushed aside, cursed, and therefore we want somebody to come back. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara on top now, Vamibes. Lema kasavar Shmuel. So, Shmuel, according to this pshat, what does Shmuel say? Mudrani merchakani, just these lashonos, is not a lashon of a neder. It's not. Maybe it's machlokas rishonim. Maybe it's the lower level. Maybe he can't talk to him. Maybe he can't give him food. But it's the lower level. So lema kasavar Shmuel yadayim she'enan mochichos lo havin yadayim. So let us say that Shmuel must hold a yad. What's a yad? Again, we define the yad on amid aleph, right? The base of an aleph, right? A yad means a language of a neder that gives a certain impression, but it's not fully the neder. So yadayim she'ena mochichos, a yad that is not fully 100% pointing to a neder, lo havin yadayim. So should we say that Shmuel says that? Because he just said that the language of mudrani mimcha is not good enough. So the Gemara says yes, in Shmuel mukim lahad, lemasnisan, kereb Yehuda. That's true. And that's why Shmuel would understand our Mishnah, like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Da'amar Yadayim She'ena Mochichos La'avin Yadayim, who holds elsewhere that a Yad She'ena Mochiach is not called Yad. And that's what Shmuel holds, and that's what, how he is Mokim our Mishnah. That's why Shmuel says that if the first line of the Mishnah, Mufreshani, that's not good enough. That's Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, and therefore you also need the second line. Where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds this way? In a totally different context. Nothing to do with the neder, but it has to do with what you write in a get. Titznan, the Mishnah says in Gittin, Gufo shall get. What is the Iker language of a get? Hare at muteres l'chol adam. You are mutter to everybody. That's what a get does. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to add in another line. Not just says you are mutter, you have to say this shtar is what makes you mutter. The Dain de Yavi Lichiminoi, this thing that you have from me, Sefer Tiruchin Vigereshivukin, is your document that's going to let you go, to separate you. So the pashas of the Gemara right now is that he adds in the word Vidain, and this, meaning what? Tosfos explains that if you wouldn't have had this according to Rabbi Yehuda, one might, or she might mistakenly think that she's getting divorced bal peh, and the get is only a shtar raya, not a shtar kinyan, which it is. A shtar kinyan, or the get has to be a shtar kinyan. That is kores, davar ha-kores, bein olaveina. But if you wouldn't say this language of a Dane, it's only a yad, meaning it's not so clear. Maybe she would think, oh, I have this as a raya now, to show everybody that I'm divorced, but really, when he said to me, that's what's doing it. And that's not true. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be explicit. You have to say Vidain. And that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And that's what Shmuel links to here. We will get in the next couple of lines that there's another element. Not just Vidain, but there's another word that without it, it would be a Daim She'ena Mochiach. Let's continue. Amai Dachik Shmuel Lukmei Lamatzizik Rabbi Yehuda. One second. So Shmuel's mokin the Mishnah that the first line and the second line have to be read together. Because just the first line would be Adayim She'ena Mochichos, and therefore, because it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why you have to say the second line too. Ask the Gemara, why does he force himself to say the Mishnahs like that? That the first line has to be read in line of the second line. Look makarabanan avagadein Adayim Mochichos. Why can't the Mishnah be like the Rabbanan? And the first line is read separately. And it's Yadayim She'ena Mochichos, havin Yadayim. Shmuel bends over backwards to say, the first line is nothing by itself, you need the second line too. Of course, it has to be, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't he just say no? It's like the Rabbanan, and then each line works separately by itself. So, Amar Rava, Masnisan Kashite. No, the Mishnah's language was difficult to him. Amai Tani, Sha'ani Ochel Lecha, Sha'ani Toim Lecha. Right, why does it have the extra word lecha? Listen, shani ochel shani toim. Why don't you just say those that I eat that I'm toim? What's the lecha? Shma mina b'inan yadayim ochichos. That's another element of yadayim ochichos. It has to be personal. It has to be directly connected to the other person. And because the last line of the Mishnah gives that impression, that's why Shmuel says the whole Mishnah must be holding yadayim she'enim ochichos lo havin yadayim, and that's why he learns the Mishnah as he does. Asks Tosfos. Tosfos is in the little letters. Now, towards the bottom, the fifth wide line or so. One second. If you don't say lecha, so how do you know who he's talking to? Person goes to the shuk and says, shani ochel. What do you mean? Even according to the Rabbanon, who say, havin yadayim, don't you need lecha to know who you're talking to? So Tosfos says there must be a case where it's obvious. It's obvious where, let's say somebody's trying to give you some food and you're on a diet. Come on, take this. Say, no, please, go ahead. And then you like get upset or you say, shani ochel. So Tosfos says, in that case, it's obvious who you're talking to. That's the case that the Mishnah must be talking about. Because if it wouldn't be that way, then even the Rabbanon would say that you would need some type of impression given. If you look in the Ritva, not the Ritva here, the Ritva in Kiddushin and Daf Hey, the Ritva says there are really three levels of Yadayim. Three levels. He says there is, and this Yadayim, as we'll talk about it over the next couple of days, has to be learned with the sugya of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. So that's definitely an overlap sugya, which we discussed. There's a Tosfos at the end of Ksubis, which we discussed in the Tzadis. But the Ritva here says there are really three Lashonos. He says, Yesh miksas hochach be'inyin l'masha lo pirish v'masha pirish v'nikar mitochin yana umasav ela she'eno muchach gamor. He says, there are sometimes, what's the case, what's Yadayim She'enim Ochichos? What does that mean? That means there's a pretty good chance this is what you meant. But it's not 100% clear. But there is a pretty good chance. That's the case of Machlokas. Says the Ritva, if there is a case where it is clear, you just didn't say it explicitly, but it's obvious, that's not called Yadayim She'enim Ochichos. Says the Ritva, Ukishenika miktoch maisav legamre, vahadas machras lekavanaso, havi Yadayim Ochichos. That's not Einem Ochichos, that's Mochichos. And Lekulei Alma, Choshev Kilu Hishlim Diburo. So if something is totally, totally obvious, even if you didn't say it Beferish, that's called Yadayim Ochichos. What's the case under discussion? Where it's pretty probable, but it's not 100%. Then you have the cases where it's totally unclear. Kishamaschel b'diburo, ve'ein b'hochach al kabanaso yosem inyan acher, afili Yadayim lo mikru. You have something even less than Yadayim she'enim ochichos, where it's not even probable. Maybe it's possible, but it's not probable, and that even the Shmuel would say is lo havyin. If the Rabbanon would say it's lo havin yadayim. Okay, weiter. Itmar. Says the Gemara, yadayim she'enim ochichos. Abaye amar havin yadayim, v'rava amar lo havin yadayim. Machlokas abaye and Rava. Omar Rava. Rabbi Idi Asbroli. Rabbi Idi explained to me. Omar kra. Nazir lahazir lashem. Makish yados naziris to naziris. Remember, that was a source for yados earlier. So we compare yados to actual naziris. Ma naziris pahafla. Just like naziris needs to be explicated. We'll learn more about that in Maseches Nazir. You have to be clear. There are different levels of how clear you have to be. The Ron here quotes a Rabbi Tarfon, who we don't paskin like, but he uses that as an example. How clear you have to, if somebody's walking down the street, I can't see who it is, and I say, Harani Nazir Amanas, that he's a Nazir. And I have no idea if he's a Nazir until he comes closer to me. That was not clear at the time. That's one level of not being clear. But Naziris requires clarity. So just like Naziris requires clarity, Af Yados Naziris Bahafla. So too, Yados Naziris requires clarity, and that's why Rava says, Lo Havin Yadayim. So Lema Pluktas Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbanan Kamiflagi. Shall we say this Machlokas Abaye and Rava is really the Machlokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted? Ditznan. Kufa shall get Arya Muteris L'Chaladam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, v'dein di'ebi l'chimi noi, sefer tiruchan v'get bitur n'igerish shivukin, the Mishnah we quoted up above, abaye damak rabban av rabba damak Rabbi Yehuda, shall we say this machlokas amaram is like the machlokas tanoim? So Gemara says no, you don't have to compare nidarim and gittin. Omer l'cha abaya, anad da'amri afilal Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye says, I could even all like Rabbi Yehuda. Ad kalokam Rabbi Yehuda. When does Rabbi Yehuda there say? Be'inon yadayim ochichos. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you have to be extra clear? Ela gabi get. To be'inon krisus veleka. Get has a higher standard. Get requires explicit, written. It's got to be exactly clear. A dover hakoris. Avo ba'alma mishamislai. But maybe in general he would agree to me. And Rabba Amar the opposite. Anadam Rav Hillel Rabbanan. Adka maybe get has lower standards. Adka Lakam Rabbanan Delobin and Yadai Mochichos Elagabe get. Why do the Rabbanan say that you don't need Yadai Mochichos only thereby get? De Ain Adam Megarish as Eishes Chaveiro. Because you can't divorce your friend's wife. So if you're divorcing somebody, then even if you're not clear, we know who you're divorcing. And we know how you're divorcing her. Aval Ba'alma Misham Islahu. But in general, maybe not. So therefore the Gemara says this Machlokas Abaye and Rava is not the Machlokas reviewed to the Rabbanan, because each of them could say like both of the opinions. There might be a uniqueness to Gerushin, but we'll have to wait for that and do that another time, or another idea of what this last line of the Gemara might mean. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll put it up from the last cycle tomorrow's, and Hashem will pick up.